welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start or grow your very own business. Well, hello, everyone. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, October 29th, 2012. And as always, ladies, bringing you much inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, we've got a information-packed show scheduled for you today, and we've got a lot going on the U.S. side with Hurricane Sandy, and of course, certainly our prayers go out to all of those who are being impacted on the eastern coast of the U.S. at this time. You know, this storm can impact so many things: schools, hospitals, your business. So regardless of how minimal you think it's going to impact you and yours, it's so important to take it very, very seriously. I just saw on CNN a satellite view of this storm, and it is massive. I know that we are getting a lot of gusts and winds here in the Georgia region due to the storm, and the temperatures have gone down into the 40s here in the metro Atlanta area. So, again, we are even being impacted with this enormous storm. So, again, our prayers go out to all of those who are in the near eye of that storm. Well, as you know, all this month our theme has been being true to you. And it's all about being true and authentic to yourself. You know, stepping up to the plate like never before and taking responsibility for what you really want out of your life and your business. So today, we're going to discuss something that is urgently needed for you to step forward in pursuing your dreams and your goals. And what is that? Well, it is the secret of action. Now, why is taking action such a secret, you say? Well, guess what? You're going to learn that and more in just a little bit. So, ladies, make sure that you have your pen and your notepad handy, because we are definitely going to have one information-packed show today. You know, we're now in the holiday season. We're in the midst of it, okay? So if you haven't started with your holiday marketing campaign, my question to you is, what are you waiting for? You know, the retail stores are being extremely aggressive this year in marketing the holidays, and I know that it's because they know the importance of being proactive in order to get the results. What about you? Are you ready? Do you know what your holiday specials are going to be? Do you know whether you are a product, a direct sales, or a service business, how you will be marketing this holiday season? Well, of course, I don't have to tell you that these are the things that you should already be doing, but I want to give you a friendly reminder that now is the time to get your business involved. It's so very, very important. And if you'll remember, I did some shows within this last few weeks, and I gave some holiday ideas and talked about how you could really market your business during the holiday season, even if you felt that your business wasn't the type of business that was compatible with the holidays, okay? Ladies, we've got a great show lineup for you today. Upcoming teleclasses and events at Women About Biz. Learn ways to promote your business through guest blogging. This was a great article that I wrote, got such wonderful response with about a year ago, and I thought this is a good time as you are planning your business for next year, right? Right. This is a great time for you to learn some ways to promote your business through the power of guest blogging. That's right, visiting other social networks, other social blogs, and actually posting your comments, your information on there. And I have a great book excerpt for you from the book Action Has No Season by Michael V. Roberts. I think that you will love that. I'll be reading from Chapter 10, Mastering Your Emotions, and this is in keeping with our theme topic for today, as we are talking about the secret of action. And, of course, our whole theme for the month of October has been being true to you. And we're going to wrap it all up with an inspirational message. So now is the time for you to share the show with someone that you know. And, of course, we always ask for this special blessing, and we just thank you so much each time that you flash over on your another line on your phone and you dial the number of an individual, another woman that you know needs motivation, she needs encouragement. She's been sharing with you that she wants to get her business started, and you know that Successful Woman Radio is the dose of inspiration that she needs. Please flash over at this time and call that woman. Tell her to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, that's 347-637-2589. And if you're listening online, wow, we just discovered we have so many online listeners. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the show. If you're listening online right now, you know what to do. Get on your Twitter, your Facebook accounts, and suggest the show to your friends. Have them to dial in to 347-637-2589, or go ahead and tell them that they can listen online, too, by going to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. Again, if you want to listen online, simply go to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, and you'll be able to push the play button and hear us live. And again, thanks to all of you for continuing to let others know about the Successful Woman Radio Show. We truly appreciate that. We feel truly blessed. At this time, I want to make sure that I'm coming through loud and clear, so if my producer can give me a quick chat message and let me know that she can hear me clearly, I would appreciate it. You know, I mention all the time this month about the holiday season and how quickly it is coming up on us. And I find it very, very interesting that a lot of people still, even now, their businesses are extremely compatible with the holiday season, and yet they have not prepared. And so today we're going to talk about the secret of action. We're going to get involved with that. And I'm hoping that many of you who are listening to the show today will want to participate when I open up the line for comments on that topic, the secret of taking action. Because I'm noticing that as women, a lot of us often will hear great advice. We will hear great ways to improve our business, to increase our business. But for whatever reasons, we are not taking the action that we need to take. And so, ladies, today is the day that the buck should stop here for you in your life and your business, as you know that you need to start taking action. Well, I have a very special question for you today, and you know what it is. That's right. Did you get a chance to do some joy pampering this weekend or even this past week? Did you do something that brought that warm feeling of satisfaction, that made you appreciate life, that gave you a smile? Well, I'm here to tell you that joy pampering is real, it works, and if you have not embraced joy pampering yet, what are you waiting for? You need to go ahead and incorporate joy pampering in your life every single day. Now, how do you do this? Well, for those of you that are new to the show, you do it simply by taking 15 minutes of your day, the first part of your day, and then you find something that is going to bring that joy to you. Again, joy is your responsibility. It is important to realize that until you make a decision that you will be joyful, that you will surround yourself with joyful things, and that you will accept joy from others, it won't happen, okay? So you have to remember that joy pampering is a deliberate act of experiencing emotions of well-being, happiness, and satisfaction. So, ladies, I think it's so important for you to find your joy and for you to hold on to your joy. So very important. This past weekend, we went and we celebrated the homegoing of someone that I have known probably for about 20-plus years, and her passing happened all of a sudden. It happened in a couple of days. She was at church started not feeling well. She asked her family to take her to the hospital. And then the next thing that happens is on that Monday, she passed away. And so, again, we have to live each day as though it were our last. And so I mentioned that because so often as women, we don't realize that we're on borrowed time. Listen, we cannot be guaranteed to live this life forever. But while we have it and while we're here on this earth, we should be enjoying it. We should be smiling. We should be doing things that make us have that warm feeling of satisfaction. And, of course, that is what joy pampering is all about. And so I want to encourage you. Right now, if you have not done it already, I want to encourage you to get your planner out, and I want you for this week to schedule the first 15 minutes of your day this week for joy pampering. Now, you can do small things. It doesn't take anything large to joy pamper. It could be that you've been saying to yourself that, you know what, it's been a long time since I've treated myself out for a cup of coffee. I think I'll go up to Starbucks and sit down and have a nice cup of coffee and just kind of, just rest in my mind a little bit and just allow myself to really enjoy that. That could be joy. Or what about the fact that you haven't talked to someone, a good friend, in a very long time, and it would do your heart good to talk to that person? How about this? Someone shared this with me. Trina, I decided that this week for the first 15 minutes that I actually would give the attention to my business because I realized that I had not been paying it attention, and it gives me joy when I can pay some attention to my time schedule and really feel prepared. So you know what? That will bring a smile to my face. So joy pampering is doing whatever it takes to bring that smile to you, whatever it takes to have that feeling of warm fuzziness inside. So it could be anything. For those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show with me, Trina Nuvi, your host and success coach. And again, I want to encourage all of you to continue to please share the show with others. Of course, there is no cost to listen to the show. It is truly out of passion, and it is truly out of my joy that I bring the show to you, because all women want to be successful, okay? Most of us want to feel accomplished. We want to know that we can make things happen, and so the show is just all about reinforcing that thought. It's all about bringing you those tools and resources that are going to help you to do that. Now, if you missed any of our shows, you can always go to successfulwomanradio.com, then click on the menu link in the top gray menu, Show Archives, and from there you will be able to listen to many of our shows this year, almost all of them. So, again, know that you can go to our Show Archives. Also, one way to share Successful Woman Radio with individuals is if there was a show that you really liked, guess what? You can go to the show archives, you can click on that particular show, and then copy and paste the link to that show and send it to a friend with a quick message about why you like that show and why you feel she should listen to it. So there are so many ways to share Successful Woman Radio. For those of you who are listening, it's 12:13 after the hour, and we've got some good stuff coming up. I have a second important question for you right now, and that is in reference to the no excuses rule. You guys remember that? That's right. Have you been embracing and practicing the no excuses rule? You know, I continue to do it, and I push myself all the time to even higher heights and goals that are giving me such a sense of empowerment. I've had so many challenges this month. A lot of things have happened, and you know what I realized is that I smiled a lot even though I had all of those challenges because I've strengthened myself. I have empowered myself. And one of the reasons for that is with the no excuses rule. Regardless of what has happened and all of the challenges that have been going on in my life, I know that I have been able to continue to move forward and come up with a solution. Does that mean that everything has worked out the way I wanted it to? Absolutely not. But what it does mean is that I have made a resolve, and I am challenging all of you who are listening to make a resolve for yourself. And what is that resolve? It means that regardless of the challenges and the obstacles and frustrations that might come your way, and as my grandmother used to say, if you live long enough, they will, you will commit to finding a solution and move forward in your life and in your business, regardless of what is happening. Listen, we only have one life, and we only have one time, okay, one time to try this life out. And so we have to make it the best that we possibly can. And so we don't have time to make excuses and to put up reasons why we have not pursued our dreams and our goals. We don't have time, okay, to be upset with others or even to be envious with others because they are making it happen and we are not. We don't have time for jealousies. We don't have time for all of those little things that tend to hold us back as women because guess what? We have to move forward. There can be no excuses at the end of the day as to why you have not accomplished your dreams and your goals. The only excuse that you can have possibly is that you yourself did not make it happen. And I'm telling you, you do not want to take it there. So I want to encourage you highly to embrace the no excuses policy. And, of course, it simply means, you know, regardless of what's going to be happening in your life, regardless of all of those challenges, that you're going to push forward. It is 12:16 after the hour, and I want to welcome all of those who have just tuned in to the Successful Woman Radio Show. And again, ladies, it's not too late to flash over and call a girlfriend or call someone that you know needs motivating. Have her to dial into the show. Let her know that today we're going to be talking about the secret of action on Successful Woman Radio. The dial-in number, again, is 347-637-2589. If you don't feel like calling, then simply flash over to the message feature on your cell phone and text a few friends and let them know to dial in to the show now. You know, it's all about sharing, and it's all about letting other people know about some of the great things that are going on that they can take advantage of. You know, one of the parts of being successful is in the blessing of giving and sharing. And I know that that's one area that a lot of women tend to have a weakness in. I noticed that women aren't referring others to networking events. I noticed that they aren't referring others to a lot of the good things that they have going on that they are taking advantage of. And you have to kind of ask yourself the question, why have I not shared information about Successful Woman Radio? Or why have I not shared information about a particular workshop or a teleclass or something that I'm taking advantage of and that is helping me? You know, truly being successful means being completely free to gift and to give and to bless others. And you are going to see it coming back so much to you. As the Bible says, push down, flowing, running over. And so I want to encourage you to always have the spirit of giving, have the spirit of sharing, because it's that important to your success. I want to let you know of a event that's getting ready to happen on Thursday, November 8th, and that is our virtual networking for business women. If you're seeking more exposure for your business online or you're interested in making connections with business women nationwide, then this event is for you. You know, networking is such an important aspect of gaining exposure for your business. As a matter of fact, word-of-mouth marketing is still the number one way most business women say that they get new clients and referrals. So I want to highly encourage you to register for our virtual networking for business women. Again, that's going to be on Thursday, that's next Thursday, November 8th at 8 p.m. There is a small $5 fee, which will get you a list of the attendees and topic notes, so I know that you're going to want to participate. So make sure you visit womenaboutbiz.com, and up in the top red menu bar, just hold your mouse over events and click on teleclasses and programs, and from there you will be able to see the event that you would like to register for. Don't forget Virtual Networking for Business Women, Thursday, November the 8th. And what I would like everyone to do who'd like to attend this is to share it with at least two other women. Share it with at least two other women. You can share it with women out of town, internationally. Put it up on your Facebook page. But make sure that you share the event. Well, it is 12:20, and we're coming up on sharing with you our educational topic of this week, and, of course, that is promoting your business through guest blogging. Again, promoting your business through guest blogging. You know, I know a lot of people are still kind of confused with social networking and how this whole social thing actually works. And but they know that they are making friends on Facebook and LinkedIn, and they're seeing so much activity that they know that it's some type of importance to it. So the question is, how can you really take advantage of some of the social networking? And, of course, that is what our educational topic is all about today, promoting your business through guest blogging. A blog and website share almost the same functions, you know, with the exception that a blog has frequent entries on a daily basis or several times a week, and this allows the search engines, better known as Google and Yahoo and Microsoft Network, this allows them to index your blogs, your comments very frequently, even daily. So while a website does get indexed by the search engines, it may be every 2 weeks or weekly or every month. It depends on how often you've been updating your website, adding new articles and content. Okay, but for sure we know that blogs get indexed more frequently. Okay, a great way to get more visitors to your website is by doing something I call guest blogging. Okay. And by guest blogging relevant content on social networks that target your type of customers, you're actually able to get people to click on your links and visit your website. The power in guest blogging is more than just posting articles or information, but it is in the relevancy of your post based on your keywords or phrases that people are seeking while on, for example, Google, Yahoo, and MSN. So that's the power in guest blogging, is that when you are posting information, it's relevant. That means that you're talking about something that you have expertise in, or you're talking about something that is pertinent to your business, and the whole goal of you blogging is to establish your credibility, okay? So it's important to understand that you must, from the very beginning, be very particular about the type of information you are posting on blogs all over the internet, especially if it's a part of your marketing strategy. So what I want to do is give you some ideas on how to promote your business through guest blogging. So let's start with the first idea. You can post relevant articles and information that benefit the reader. Now, submitting a post, for example, that says, "I sell pink sweaters, please buy from me," with links to your website is definitely not going to get you noticed, okay? However, a short article entitled "Savvy in Pink, Three Pink Sweaters That Look Good on Any Body Type" will probably get you noticed. Readers will open your post and read it if they feel it's something they can put to good use. So the thing that you need to understand about posting relevant articles or even writing articles for your website is that you have to write an article that provides benefits and tips on for the customer. If it doesn't, if it's all about buy this, buy that, buy now, then you are not going to get as good of a response. Now, I want to slow it down here. I've mentioned this before, but, you know, a lot of women, if your target audience is women, this is something that you need to understand about women. Women don't like to think that you are trying to persuade them or you're trying to tell them to purchase their product, your product. Isn't that interesting? But it's true. Women work in a very emotional and psychological level, and what that means is that your article has to benefit them and be interesting enough to have them to desire to click on a link that goes back to your website. So this is why just telling someone to buy a sweater is not going to make it happen. However, as I used in the previous example, if you had a short article that was entitled, for example, Savvy in Pink, Three Pink Sweaters That Look Good on Any Body Type, well, it's going to attract, you know, a lot of people more so. So again, posting relevant articles on various blogs help to build your credibility as an expert in your business. And if you're using social networking as a way to gain a reputation and to gain credibility, then you can't go without posting articles. As a matter of fact, from a frequency standpoint, you should be posting articles at least once or twice per week minimum on various blogs that, again, hold the capture of your target audience, okay? So you don't want to post relevant articles on in areas where you know your target customer isn't really going to read that particular article. So as with any type of marketing function, you always have to make sure that you have a pulse beat on who your target client or customer is. If you don't know that, it kind of makes it difficult to even write articles, right? So don't forget that. Let's take a look at the second, okay, the second idea for promoting your business through guest blogging. Use content from your website. You don't have to write all original or all new content for your blog post. You can use current or past content that you have on your website already. It doesn't have to be the whole article in its entirety. Perhaps you can, what we call, spin the article, and perhaps you can take different snippets of your article and post it, or rewrite the intro paragraph along with a few of your tips. It doesn't, again, have to be the whole article. And I think this is important because a lot of the times in social networking, I think part of being overwhelmed with the whole aspect of social networking is that people feel that they have to come up with so much content in order to be relevant and start posting, but that's not true. A lot of what you can use is from your own website, which is a good thing because it's getting the best bang for your buck. Here's number three, always place a call to action at the end of your post, okay? A good post on any blog isn't going to do you any good if you don't have a call to action at the end of that blog. This can be done by creating an About the Author section, which tells who you are, and it invites the reader to take some type of action. Here's an example. Okay, Evelyn Perchetti wrote an article on a blog, and she decided that at the end of the article she would have a special intro to one of her 50% off coupons. So this is what she said about the author. Evelyn Perchetti is owner of Look Good in Sweaters, an online boutique for women who enjoy wearing beautiful sweaters. Click here to sign up for our weekly fashion tips e-newsletter and receive a 50% off coupon code good through December. You see what I'm saying? She has now engaged them. She's told them at the end of the article who she is, okay, but then she's given a take action order. Click here to sign up for our weekly fashion tips e-newsletter. And then she says, and if you do that, this is what I'm going to give you, a 50% off coupon code good through December, okay? And then she made a very solid statement in explaining about something about her boutique. She said that her company is an online boutique for women who enjoy wearing beautiful sweaters. So she's targeting women who love sweaters. okay? And she's making that plain and clear. So someone who's reading that and they love sweaters, this is going to be of great interest to them, especially with that 50% off coupon code, okay? Let's take a look at number four. Use keyword phrases that are being searched for on search engines, okay? Now, here's the thing, ladies. When individuals are on the Internet looking for bits and pieces of information, okay, they're not necessarily going to use your company name in looking for whatever it is that they need of you, okay? They're going to be using keywords and phrases based on the type of service that they need or the product that they need. So the majority of the time, people are, again, not going to search for your company name unless it's a well-branded or common name that's already known. So you'll need to know what keywords or phrases to use. Now, I've shared this resource before, but while there are paid search tools that you can use to find this out, you can also use the Google keyword tool, okay? And you can always go to Google and then put in Google keyword tool and it'll pop up that website for you. But it will allow you to really test out the different keywords and to know how many people are actually searching for that keyword. Next, okay, another great idea is to link your blog post from your Facebook and your Twitter accounts, okay? Now, both Facebook and Twitter are highly optimized websites with millions of people viewing every hour. So often, what you post can be seen in search engines within 24 to 48 hours. And see, these are the little tricks and tips that you need to understand and why everybody in the business arena are so nuts about social networking. It's a pretty quick turnaround, so make sure you encourage others to read your blog post by providing a link for them to click. Since you can only post, for example, 164 characters on Twitter, you might need to shorten the URL address of your link. So, for example, if you go to Twitter and you say, you know, I just wrote an article on 8 ways to do this or 5 ways to do that, you know, you definitely may want to shorten the link to that article. To do that, you can use the free service of tinyurl.com. Again, that's tiny, T-I-N-Y, URL.com. And what that will do is it will make a long Internet address very short so that you can post it like on Twitter and some other areas that you want to post it to. It's very useful for Facebook posting as well. Now, there are some things about, now that we've talked about some of the ideas on how you can promote your business through guest blogging, now there's some things about guest blogging that you need to know, okay? The first thing you need to understand is that frequency is key to guest blogging. One of the things that's really nice about guest blogging is that if you do it frequently, a lot of people are going to develop what I term as familiar trust with you. They may not know you personally, but they trust your information because you've been putting out quality information over the Internet. Building a reputation and credibility for posting quality information, ladies, it goes a long way in the minds of your readers, okay? And a lot of the times you're going to be able to really gain a lot of followers on your website and people to actually click the information bar and put in their contact information, okay? So once you build that familiar trust, they're going to be looking forward to other things that you post on that particular blog site. So posting, again, 2 to 3 times weekly is a good way to establish yourself on any social network because they will begin to trust that you'll be there. The other thing that I think is going to be very important is that you have to make sure your website is up to date, okay? You'll have quite a few people clicking on links going back to your website from your blog post, and it's important to make sure that all of those links are working and that your website is fine-tuned, okay? And last but not least, get to know others. You know, ladies, when joining other social networks to guest blog, it's so important to participate within the community by reading other people's blog posts, commenting on them. You can also ask questions, make suggestions, and also provide resources piggybacking off of the blog post of others. Oftentimes, people will click on your picture to even find out who you are. Who is this person making this great comment? So, again, it's very important that you understand about the frequency and how to get to know others. And, of course, importantly, making sure that your website is up to date. So, ladies, I want to wish you very happy blogging, and I hope that this information has given you some great business food for thought and that you will want to go ahead and start promoting your business through guest blogging. It is 12:35 after the hour. I hope you've been enjoying the information that you have received thus far. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, and as always, wanting to give you information that you can put to use right away in your life and in your business. Well, ladies, it's time to get right down to our topic, our hot topic for today, and that is the secret of action. We've been talking all month about being true to you, being authentic. How do you become authentic? We've really covered that over this last few weeks. And I just want to say that, you know, the things that I share with you, I am taking heed myself. We often learn when we are teaching, and, of course, I have learned a lot about being authentic, learning how to be true to myself and doing what it is that I want to do for myself. And so I hope that you are ready for this as well. You know, while we live in the 21st century, women are still having challenges pursuing their dreams and pushing forward with their goals. And, you know, there are many reasons why. A lot of people have already in previous shows said that it could be because of fear. A lot of women feel overwhelmed, or a lot of women just don't have the tools. There's so many reasons why still here we are in the 21st century and we're having challenges. You know, I was talking to my mom yesterday as we were having dinner, and I was telling her what the topic was going to be for today and sharing with her that even though we're in the 21st century, we're just having so many challenges as women. It seems like we're still dealing with some of the things that women fought for in the 19th century. You know, women fought for the right to vote in the early 1900s. Women fought for equal pay. Women fought to break the glass ceiling. Women fought for so many things. And so today we have all of these laws in place to protect our rights as women. Our civil rights, and yet we are still dealing with many of the same issues that women of the past have dealt with. And so I don't think, after all, it had anything to do with laws or this legal system. I think all along it has been the fact that women need to come into the full understanding that, you know, we are some powerful beings, and we need to understand that we can do anything that we want to do, but we are holding our own self back. Oftentimes, you know, we put boundaries there for ourselves, and as a result, when we put that boundary there in our subconscious mind, it is going to fight against anything that we consciously say that we want to do. So we've got to learn how to take the gate down, okay? You know, again, there could be so many reasons why we are not accomplishing our dreams and our goals. Perhaps it's because we're busy moms, wives, employees, committee members, so many other roles that can often cause us to lose focus on other important goals that we would like to achieve as well. Whatever those reasons are, ladies, it's time as women for us to take a stand with ourselves and stand up. Ladies, we have to. We have to stand up for what we want out of life. It is not going to happen by pure osmosis. It is not going to appear out of thin air if we don't make it do so. So let us set an example for future generations by taking action now and pushing forward to get the results we want. And I think that if we really started taking action, we will start seeing the results. But here's the thing that I think you guys need to understand. You need to understand that in life there are going to be many failures. We're not always going to have everything to just happen perfectly or just happen as we would like for it to. And I think as women, we are scared of that failure to the point to where it could cause us to stagnate, to stand completely still and do nothing. You ladies may have heard me say this before, but there are some people out there, women, who have a deep-rooted desire to do some things in life, and they have not done so. And it's been years or even decades that they have kept this desire going without taking any action or without doing anything. And a lot of people might be saying, well, wow, I have taken weeks or months, but it's never taken me years. But I'm here to tell you that for some people, it can take years and it can take decades. For some, it took a lifetime and it never occurred. Okay? So this is why it's so important for you to push through and push forward. You cannot afford to allow life to continue to pass on day by day and to allow hundreds of thousands of minutes to be deposited into your time account every single year, and you don't take that time to use it to do the things that you truly want to do. How is it that a woman can work 30 years of her lifetime for a particular company, and yet at the end of those 30 years say that she still never did what it was that she wanted to do? How does that occur? We cannot allow it any longer, and you must be willing to do something about it, okay? As women, you know, we can be some of the greatest procrastinators, whether being overwhelmed, stressed, or improperly managing our time. Procrastination can, you know, ladies, it is the culprit. It can last hours, days, months, or even years. So procrastination, regardless of the reason of why you're procrastinating, it will stop action from occurring, get this, 100% of the time. Not just 80%, not just 70%, but procrastination will stop action from occurring 100% of the time. So when you're trying to figure out why you haven't moved forward or why all of your goals are not coming to pass or why you're not seeing results fast enough, While there can be many reasons, we can really sum it up to the word procrastination, because there are different reasons why people procrastinate, but procrastination means a temporary stop or a stop for a period of time. And, of course, again, that can last hours, days, months, or even years. But the one thing that we do know, which is very factual, is that procrastination will stop action from occurring 100% of the time. So what happens? What is the solution? Well, as women, we have to be aware of what makes us energized and active and what causes us to halt and to stop. We need to know ourselves, and the only way we're going to get to know ourselves is to dig deep beneath the surface and start figuring out why you're not being the authentic you. Why are you not stepping out and pushing yourself outside of the box and taking action on what it is that you need to be doing? So is it a secret? Is there a secret to taking action? Well, here's what I say. Anytime you have a mass group of people that are not getting the results that they want to get, then there must be a secret to whatever it is in order to do it. It means that they don't know, okay, what a lot of others who are experiencing success with it know. And so is there a secret to taking action? Well, I think it must be, because if there were not a secret to it, you know, everybody would be practicing it and everybody would be doing it. The secret in taking action is in knowing what the rules of life action really is. And so what I would like to do is share with you something very special that came from one of my programs called Getting Past Me, and it's called the 7 Rules of Life Action. And these particular rules have really helped me to the point of I would attribute me moving from a 5-figure income to a 6-figure income to these 7 rules. So if you don't have your pen and your notepad out, now is the time for you to go ahead and get it, okay? So I want to go ahead and start with rule number 1 in the 7 rules of life action. Rule number 1 is daily prayer and meditation. That's rule number 1. Daily prayer and meditation. These are all actions and things that we really need to be doing on a daily basis that's going to help us to move our lives further. Okay? Daily prayer and meditation. We need to, first of all, get in touch with ourselves. We need to set the foundation for our day so that all of those little nuances, all of those things that could occur during our day will only be just that. They will be figments because we are not going to give them any energy to disrupt our life on a daily basis. And what helps us to do that is to pray or to meditate daily. Remember I talked about earlier joy pampering and giving yourself that time to bring that joy into your life? Well, this is all a part of it. Daily prayer is something that can help you to strengthen yourself as a human being. It can help you get in touch with the spirit that resides within you and allows you, truly, ladies, allows you to set a strong foundation so that any evil or anything that is trying to get in your way will not be able to. This is what I consider daily prayer and meditation for myself. It's a force field. It's a force field that causes anything negative to bounce off of me because I have already set the foundation for my life that day. Number 2 is daily personal development. Daily personal development. Listen, if you've never asked yourself, what skills do I need in order to make my business successful, or what skills do I need in order to make my life successful, then guess what? You're not in touch with who you are on the inside and what improvements need to be made. Now, I read recently in an article that, you know, this one person was saying that, you know, we're already perfect and we don't need to improve our lives, and that's the problem, that people think that they need improvement. But I beg to differ. Improvement simply means moving from one stage to a higher level of understanding, a higher level of being. And so anybody can improve their lives. And I think daily personal development, developing yourself, is something that's very, very key. How do you do that? Well, whatever your goals are, your dreams are, you simply ask yourself the question, what skills do I need to improve on in order for those dreams and those goals to be realized sooner than later? Okay? What skills do I need to improve on that is going to help me to make those dreams and those goals appear sooner than later? And when you write those skills down, then you need to turn those skills into, perhaps you need to take a workshop, perhaps you need to work with a life coach, perhaps you need to start off by buying a book to get better understanding of how to develop the skill, and then from there putting it into practice, okay? Also on the business side, which I think is very important, is from a personal development standpoint, you have to ask yourself, what is it going to take for me to be the right type of CEO for my company as a woman on business? Okay? What is it going to take for me to be the right type of CEO? There are specific types of skills that are required of you to run your business, okay? And until you understand that, that could be the reason why you're not seeing certain results. Case in point, if being a CEO requires that you have impeccable time management, but you've never been strong in that side, in that point, then guess what's going to happen? hey, it crosses over from your personal life into your business life, and you will see the results, because you will see that you are not getting things done. Procrastination sets up even more. So daily personal development is a huge thing. Number three, daily time management. Daily time management, very, very important action. Okay, every single day we are given so many minutes and so many seconds in our lifetime. They are being given to us at no cost to us. And to be honest, that's the valuable part of life. If you want to know the most important commodity, the greatest aspect that we have in life that we take too much for granted, it is time. We take it for granted, and as a result, thousands, even millions of minutes and seconds pass us by in a lifetime, and as a result, we lose them. It's the one thing that we're given freely and the one thing that we cannot recapture. Once a second has passed, once a minute has passed, once an hour has passed, and days and years have passed, they cannot be recaptured. You need to understand that. It's very important. And so as a result, a rule of life action is that you must understand and learn how to manage the time that is being gifted to you by God. You need to understand how to manage that time better, okay, and effectively. Number four is daily operations. This is a biggie. Now, I have a lot of people that have challenged me on the fact that being structured and rigid with your time and the way you manage yourself on a daily basis is not necessarily required to be successful. But I'm here to tell you that it is. All you have to do is try it, because the proof is in the action itself. Not only should you have a daily operations plan for your business, but listen, life in and of itself is like a huge corporation. And so you really need to plan how you manage your life. Just waking up, falling out of the bed, going to the closet and picking up anything to put on is not going to cut it if you want a productive and a joyful life. Everything must be planned. Every piece of your life should be planned out. Okay, and so therefore, you must have a written operations plan for how you want your life to turn out, how you want it to be. And this is especially true in business. When we start businesses as solo entrepreneurs, many of us are, then it's like the question pops up, I'm my own boss, but who's guiding me? And that's what the daily operations plan is all about. So, again, daily operations is an action plan. It says, this is how I'm going to run my life daily. These are the things that I'm going to utilize to run my business on a daily basis, and this is the workflow, and this is what's supposed to happen, okay? Daily operations. Number five, daily connections. Seven rules of life action for those of you who have just tuned in. That's what we're talking about. Number five is daily connections. You know, so many times business women do not understand the importance that every single day you have to be connecting with 3 to 5 new business people. I'm here to tell you, and it has to happen every day. If it doesn't happen, then the science of marketing cannot take place. And what is the science of marketing? The science of marketing says that after so many people have been exposed to your business, you're going to have a percentage of those people that connect with you and are interested. And out of that percentage of individuals, you are going to be able to close the sale with a percentage. That can't happen if you're not connecting with people on a daily basis. And see, this is where a very fundamental understanding is needed as a businesswoman. As a CEO of your company, you need to know that you have to talk to people daily and that you need to make sure that you are adding new connections on a daily basis. Now, how important is that? Just how important is that? Well, if you talk to 5 people daily, that's 25, and I mean 5 new people, that's 25 new people weekly, okay, times 4 weeks, that's 100 people monthly, and times 12 months, of course, that's over 1,200 people annually that you will have added to your database. Now, let's just say that if you have not been calling people every single day, then you're not going to have the percentages you need in order to attract enough people to buy from you. Thus could be the proof as to why your sales aren't where they need to be. Okay? So every single day you need to be contacting individuals. Number 6, daily follow-up, one of my favorites. Daily follow-up is an action that has to take place, and if it doesn't take place, then a lot of things can't come to pass. And number 7 is daily journaling and review. Journaling is important because it allows you to get in touch with your inner being. It helps you to get in touch with your spirit, and it helps you, believe it or not, to identify areas of improvement and things that you need to understand. Because when you're writing, it's different than verbalizing or thinking. Sometimes when we write, we actually get to the nitty-gritty of where problems are. Sometimes when we write, we may remind ourselves of things that we may not have remembered that we thought about, okay? So journaling is important. So the 7 rules of life action are, 1, daily prayer and meditation, 2, daily personal development, 3, daily time management, 4, daily operations, 5, daily connections, 6, daily follow-up, and 7, daily journaling and review. So that is why it's important for you to take action and move forward, because once you are able to put the 7 rules of life action into play for yourself, there is no way that you're not going to have some positive results. I'm going to let you know that right now. So I want you guys to challenge yourselves this week to start putting into play the 7 rules of life action and see, just see how it can positively change your life literally overnight. Well, we have had a wonderful, wonderful show, and I see now that we have a little less than 3 minutes. So I want to quickly read to you from the book Action Has No Season by Michael Roberts. And I'm reading from Chapter 10, Mastering Your Emotions. He says, controlling your emotions is the first step to becoming an actionaire. So he calls someone who takes action frequently an actionaire. He says, the single greatest detriment to acquiring authority and influence comes through the failure of mastering your emotions. An inappropriate response to a disagreeable situation or business deal could change your life instantly. The momentary gratification of exposing your attitude is not worth your life's work. Acting impulsively by divulging your emotions could cost your perseverance and dedication to acquiring authority and wealth. If you keep your focus on the big picture, which is your calling, your vision, your destiny, your dreams, your goals, then you will never be hurt or experience any extreme emotion. Remember, ladies, I told you that daily prayer and meditation, it puts a force field around you. In his book, he says, a person who demonstrates anger portrays the most destructive response to the state of affairs. Rage and unbridled tempers impair your vision more than any emotion. The opposite side of the emotional spectrum is love, worship, and enticement. If you use in an extreme manner, both emotions could be equally destructive. So, he says, these emotions cloud the path to your objective and could position you in an ill-fated predicament. He says, mastering your emotion requires you to detach yourself from the moment and become mindful of the future ramifications of your actions. Avoiding surprises can guarantee control, okay, of your emotional reaction. He says the actionaire does not hold grudges nor retain past disappointments. In fact, they must release old disappointments. Past thoughts may keep you locked to that experience. He says, studying the past, however, will allow you to examine mistakes that have caused previous problems. So in his book, Action Has No Season, basically Michael Roberts, the author, is saying to you, you don't have time, okay, to press on the past or all of the things that could go wrong. You only need to worry about taking the opportunities that lie before you and taking action on them. And so, ladies, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to go ahead and start this week taking action on your life dreams and goals and making things happen for yourself. Stand beyond your comfort zone, move forward, and make it work for you. Have an abundant and productive week, ladies. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.